Track 4. Next, we have Talk of the County with Rowan Mantell, who says, New Year? No idea.
I don't feel I've quite mastered New Year. For some, it's about ringing the changes. Across Norfolk, impressively talented people literally ring in the New Year with traditional change ringing from church towers at midnight. Years ago, my husband and I used to have friends over for New Year on the grounds that we would not be able to go out anywhere, trailing sleeping or wailing babies and toddlers. We began with one family staying over, and within a few years had friends and neighbours coming round for fireworks and fizz with their, by then old enough to reach midnight without meltdown, offspring. Every year we mistimed the big moment, usually because I was wondering whether it was dark enough for people not to notice their first drinking receptacle of the year was more flower vase or chipped mug than champagne flute. Then the children grew up so much that they were not only awake at midnight, but preferred to be awake and elsewhere, although the year our daughter went to see the London fireworks was a one-off. Her group of friends never repeated the New Year's Eve joy of being kettled for hours in a particularly fierce frost, joining a queue they thought was for food and turned out to be to watch a rodent running across the floor of a closed cafe, and joining another queue for toilets until they realised they were on schedule to reach the cubicles at precisely midnight. We once enjoyed an entertaining New Year in a North Norfolk hotel specialising in coach parties for the very elderly. Decades younger than everyone else, and with the hotel gender balance heavily weighted towards women, the husbands in our party seemed a little overthrilled at starting their New Year gallantly working their way through queues of ladies eager for a kiss. Last year, I decided to ring the changes by heading into Norwich to drink in the midnight atmosphere. My traditional New Year mistiming meant that we were still walking along the river, definitely not spying on our youngest. We just happened to be standing on tiptoe peering across the water to the party house pulsating with music and young people. When the year cut out, suddenly New Year bells were pealing. We raced towards the city centre, where I assumed the campanologists of St Peter Mancroft, home of one-third of the world's entire complement of bell-ringing training centres, were ringing in the New Year. But the tower was silent, so we followed our ears, reaching another of Norwich's great medieval churches as the final celebratory clang resounded across St Giles's churchyard. We'd missed another New Year. Looking on the bright side, it obviously meant I'd missed the chance to make any resolutions. All those possibilities, be kinder, exercise more, eat better, be better, would just have to wait another year. With self-improvement shelved, we, well, mainly my husband, did tackle a few home improvements. I continue to adhere to my rule that I am excused all DIY projects because I am terrible at it all. I really did try my best in our first home, but discovered drip-dry gloss is not a good look, and it is possible to apply wallpaper upside down and to stick a draft excluder on a door with such incompetence that the door no longer shuts. Far from being excluded, our drafts were affirmed, included, welcomed and celebrated. However, it also shut the door on anyone expecting even a minimum level of practical competence from me. Yay. Never mind good resolutions, bad reputations are much more relaxing.